Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Easy Most Known Unknown, Easy Old Soul, checking in again. Waiting on my bro K-Down to get on. Me and him have a very special guest on the airways coming through, and can't wait to introduce her. Looking forward to our conversation. So let's see if I can get him on the line, get her on the line. Got some things to talk about. And we also got some more stuff to come, me and K-Down. Got some more interviews to come. Hopefully we can get some of our good friends on the radio station. I'm also expecting to get some of my family on the radio station to talk about some very important topics for the African-American community. And then I'm also hoping to get more done with the radio podcast. And I want to say to everybody, I appreciate you guys checking out this radio broadcast. It means a lot to me. It means a lot to K-Down. And, of course, we're always going to try to give you guys a good show. So see if I can get these guys on. Hopefully I can. And we will be all good. Let me see. Let's do. Of course, we're going to touch on a few topics today. Going to talk to, I guess, about the election. Of course, we might still touch on the Cubs. And they win, what they think about it. We're also going to talk about a couple of other things. Once I can get them on, let's see what happens there. Today, something I can tell you is about the Bulls, where they are officially 4-4. And not a good thing. That's not a great thing, but I think they're going to get better with time. They still got a lot of work. Rondo has a lot of time to put in. So once he puts in his time, I think he'll be good. Let me see if these guys. And then the teams we play in, it's not like they hard teams to beat. So it's always a good thing, because it's not hard to beat some of the teams we've been going up against. I also see LeBron and them finally took an L to Atlanta. Apparently, Atlanta is doing very well right now. I guess Dwight coming back home to Atlanta was a really good fit for him. Hello? Hello?
Yeah. What up?
What's going on, man?
None.
How you doing?
I'm good. Can't complain.
All right. Yeah. So as Big Bro K-Down, he's on right now. We're gonna see if we can get our special guest on in a second here. But what's been going on, K-Down? What you got coming up?
I have no idea. I got some planning to do. Plan on doing a couple movie reviews, but that means I'm going to actually have to go to the movies. So, that, and then, you know, I have to catch up on some basketball. I ain't really watched no basketball this year so far. So,
the Bulls is 4-4 right now.
Oh, yeah, I know they
fell for it. They took an L to the Hawks
because of defense. That's what happens when you got a team full of shooters.
We got our...
If you want to be high
on.
Scoring...
Give me 1 second, KM.
I already got it for you. Hello?
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 Hello? Hello?
Yeah.
Hey, that voice sounds familiar.
Yeah. Hi. Hi. Hi, Calvin. How you doing?
I'm doing good. You?
I'm doing good.
So that, ladies and gentlemen, is our special guest. Yes.
Oh, okay. Ooh, special guest.
Can you hear us? Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm okay. Sure she can hear me. We just had a couple of words with each other, bro.
About what?
No, I'm just
gotta make sure.
Oh, okay.
So this is our special guest.
Hold on.
This is,
what is? Can you guys hear that beeping, or is that just my phone?
Oh,
yeah,
I don't hear
it. Yeah, I don't hear it.
Oh, okay. Something's wrong. That's weird. Okay, sorry. Continue. Go for it.
Special guest, good friend of ours, Mrs. Veronica Ortega. I hope I didn't say that wrong because she's going to kill me if I did. Because we've been friends for way too long for me to get her last name wrong.
Exactly.
On the show with us. Much appreciated. And we're going to talk to her today about a couple of different topics. Appreciate you having you on.
Thank you for having me.
So, to give a little background, I don't know about K-Now, but I believe I met Miss Ortega in high school. It's probably around close to sophomore year before I met her. Talked on the phone with her. She was a very feisty one. Over the phone, she was so feisty, and I thought she was going to barrel over me when I first met her, and that happened, but not in the way you would think. And since then, we've been pretty good friends. I've messed up a couple of times, but she's always forgiven me.
I'm a very forgiving person. Not really. But for you, I make the exception.
In most cases, that's what I appreciate about her. Katie, I don't know if you remember how you met her.
Yeah, no. I want to say, and you know, I got a bad memory, you know, when it comes to some things, you know. I want to say the first time I met her, she was with Dre, and I made a short joke, and she punched me in the stomach.
Yes, that's totally something I would do.
Yeah, I think that was the first time I met her. I made a short joke, got punched in the stomach, and been cool ever since.
Yes, yeah, mm-hmm. Best friend to everybody. For a little background for your viewers, I am under 5 feet. I'm 4'11", so short jokes are pretty common.
Well, yeah, we don't call them short jokes anymore. We call them fun-size jokes.
That's right. I'm fun size. I'm a fun size person, fun size reporter.
I think me and her have arguments all the time about her height. I say 5 feet. She says 4'11". She's content with that, but I'm content with her being 5 feet. So we've always had that.
I mean, medically, it's definitely 4'11". They've measured me in the hospital and stuff. So I think the doctors are right. And I'm not going to argue with them.
No, I think they're wrong. I don't know. I just feel like you fast.
Are you a
That's
doctor?
Just always gonna
are
be my
doctor? No?
Yes, in most cases. I believe I can be a
Definitely
doctor
not.
Right now because we have a person in
Definitely
the White House
not.
Or about to be in the White House with no experience in what he's doing. So I can say gradually that I am officially a doctor with no education.
Nice segue. Very good.
Yeah.
This is coming from a very person who considers himself almost 6 feet.
He does what?
He considers himself almost 6 feet.
Who said that? I said I wanted to be 6 feet. Wanted to be 6 feet. It's different.
I thought you said you was almost 6 feet. I know that.
No, not quite there. 5'8" is
yeah,
I can never get to
6 feet. I'm not 6 feet.
No.
I thought you were 6 feet.
Yeah, definitely.
No, I'm not 6 feet. I'm close, but I'm not 6 feet.
Are you sure?
I remember Dre's pretty tall. Dre should be about 6 feet, right?
I think he's 5'11".
No, Dre is about 6 feet. I think Dre's 6 feet, 6 feet one, because I'm 5'11".
No, he's not 6 foot one.
Well, he got a little height on me, and I'm 5'11".
You guys can text him later and ask.
Yeah.
I ain't here number
6
senior year.
So, Veronica, remind me again. When you were in high school, what were you studying?
What was I studying in high school?
Mm-hmm.
I was
high school subjects.
Student, so I had double honors classes, and I took AP classes junior and senior year.
Okay.
My favorite class was history.
Okay, I
which is
to
why
sure,
I went.
I believe.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is why I went on to major in history in undergrad at DePaul University.
Right. Right. Oh, yeah. Those glory days.
Those were the days.
Glory days. I'm in my glory days now.
I got a question about that. Do you guys, like, this should be our 10-year anniversary. Like, was there a 10-year anniversary? Was I not invited? Like, what happened?
You know what?
See what
the,
had happened.
The person won. Okay, I'm going to let Kate out. Go ahead on that one.
See, what had happened was I posted in our little Lions Den group and said something about it. And a couple people got back to me with some venues, and then a couple other people wanted to do something else. So, yeah, I went to shit. I mean, something did happen, if I'm not mistaken. But that was like my son's birthday weekend, so I was like, well, I can't go. So it is what it is. But something did happen. I just don't know what happened. But the class of 06 from Lincoln Park is so close. Did we really need a class reunion? Like, really?
In some cases, I believe
I was
so.
I was just wondering if it happened because, I mean, I wasn't invited.
What,
but, I mean,
what
I have gone? Probably not.
Mm-hmm. Well, what I know is, who was the guy who was the guy that was setting it up? Because I don't know his name. I just know he somehow found everybody's name. I don't even know if I ever met this dude in high school. But he was putting it together.
The one who, like, once I just stopped talking about it, I don't even know who he was. I never seen him in high school. Don't know. I don't even know if he actually went to Lincoln Park.
That's what the thing.
I got damn near 260 emails in my inbox. And then, you know. I just got everybody emails for no reason because they start talking about, no, we don't want to do this. No, we don't want to do that. And I'm like, we're not trying to spend that much money. I'm just trying to do something nice. I want, you know, Drew.
Drew said
he was able to get the cruise. And I was like, yeah, let's do the cruise.
Well, I think what happened was once he started talking about money, everybody kind of got quiet. I think it was like 85 bucks a head for the place. And he got a lot of RSVPs as far as like Facebook, but when it was time for money, it was more like a couple of people sent in the money. So it didn't ultimately end up happening. I personally think we should have had somebody that people actually knew, no offense to the guy, to do that, and we didn't. So I think I could have did it, or, you know, you could have had somebody like Andrew did it, or some type of group of people do it rather than just one person that don't nobody really know. So, yeah, it was up. But
that's how it started. Like, the only thing that when I put out the little message, I was like, okay, well, you know, I just email everyone, and then, you know, Andrew was looking for a venue, Adele was looking for a venue, and even Lamont was looking for a venue. And if I'm not mistaken, Shanice had set up a meeting, but I had to do a double that day. So I don't even know if the meeting had actually happened because I was stuck.
No, it happened. It was right literally on the same block where I worked. Like, it was the Panera on the corner, and I didn't know it. So I told her I couldn't go, but I actually could go because I had break at that time. Just wanted to throw that in there.
Yeah, see, I didn't even know where it was at, but it didn't matter because I work, a mile away from you, and I had to do a double. So it's a one-man post. I couldn't get away.
Yeah.
But,
so basically, it didn't work out.
No. I think what ended up happening was Keith put up something like, you know what, if y'all come, y'all come. He sent, like, a widespread message out. And I think a few people came, but I wanted to actually put on something, but I'm like, you know what, I don't have the contacts, nor do I think that many people even like myself, so I'm not even going to attempt. I did have the usual barbecue that I have every August.
Mm-hmm.
That did happen, but other than that, I think a few people went to the thing with Keith, and that was it.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Oh, well.
2006 wasn't that important, I guess.
Yes.
I mean, it was important. It's just, like I said, we see each other. We really see each other and know what's going on with each other any goddamn way. So, thanks to social media, reunion's not like it used to be. Blame it on Facebook.
That's true. That's very true.
Yes.
With Facebook, everybody
yes.
knows what everybody else is up to. So, yeah.
Except Dre. Dre ain't nowhere near to be found. Not me.
You know why Dre ain't nowhere to be found.
Nah, I don't know why. Like I just said, I don't.
Oh, well, Dre, which I'm pretty sure if he's been in contact with you, Ron, okay, he has family now.
Well,
he
yeah,
has
I know,
family
I
and
a
he's.
Little boy.
I know he got a family.
He's a. Engineer number one at one of the buildings around me, so he don't really have too much free time.
Yeah,
he got two. He got two kids now.
Oh, two kids. Good for him. Congratulations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So
Veronica,
try to keep in touch with everybody.
How long are you back for?
I am moving on Saturday.
You're moving. It's close, right?
Yes, I am moving to. Technically, I'm going to be living in Mishawaka, Indiana, which is only about 2 hours away.
Mishawaka,
the market I'm
going to
be working. Yes, Mishawaka,
yeah,
Indiana.
Is that with an N or with a? A W or I don't.
Mishawaka?
Mishawaka.
Mishawaka for you. Mishawaka.
I don't even need to know how to spell it. What you gonna be doing down in Mishawaka?
For those of you who don't know, I am
mm-hmm.
a TV news reporter. I was working before now. I was working in Lincoln, Nebraska. I was there
mm-hmm.
for 2 years working as a reporter, and I covered everything from, I covered robberies and rural river accidents and major fires, and then I also cover a lot of politics. The death penalty in Nebraska was abolished, but they FYI, the Nebraska voters recently decided to repeal the repeal of the death penalty. I interviewed Bernie Sanders when he came to Lincoln. I also did a story on President Obama when he landed in Omaha.
Right.
So that's, I guess my beat would be politics, but I also like feature stories. I can do it all. So that's what I do. I'm a television news reporter, and I moved back to Chicago in August. I just felt like it was time to find a new job in a new city. So after a few weeks of looking, I found this new job in Mishawaka, Indiana, and that's where my new job starts on Monday. So, yep.
All right. I can't wait. I'm gonna see if I can get that one. Definitely gonna check that out.
So Mishawaka, that's right there by Marion County, by Indianapolis, correct?
No. I believe it's not near Indianapolis.
You know, I live in Indianapolis while he's laughing at me. So
no,
I just did the math, you know. While he's sitting over there laughing. Like he knew where it's at.
I don't know where I didn't even know it existed, to be honest.
That's fine.
But if she lives there, I believe it exists.
Have you heard of South Bend, Indiana, or maybe Elkhart?
Yes, I have.
No?
Yeah, I've heard of that.
Okay, it's in that area.
I've heard of that. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, it's in okay.
Yeah,
I know what
it's like.
At.
It's like northwest Indiana. It's close.
Because
I think Indianapolis is like 3 hours away. Right? Indianapolis is like 3 hours away. I'll be 2 hours away.
Yeah, see, you still north. You're over there by South Bend and Eckhart. I was going south.
Right.
Yeah, I was
so
going the opposite.
Near, I mean, the market I'm in, the market designation that I'm going to be in, it's Market 96. It's South Bend, Elkhart, Mishawaka is the market. Like that. My last market was Lincoln, Hastings, Kearney. Does that make sense? It's TV news thing, but, you know, if you're in TV news, you know what I'm talking about when I say market.
Yeah, we got to get up on that one. Changes? Or is it going to be different from Lincoln?
I mean, they're going to be paying me more money, thank God.
That's always good.
Yes, so I look forward to that. I mean, I don't imagine it's going to be too different. I'm going to be still doing the same thing every single day, just a new story. Still one-man banding it, which if you know what one-man band means, that means I can do it all. I can shoot my own stories. I can edit my own stories, and I can write and present them on air. So I do everything by myself.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that task.
So,
the only reason why I asked, though,
in other words, one man banding me, I'm the motherfucking boss.
Exactly. Yes. That's how I... That's a good way to describe it.
You couldn't have said it better yourself, huh?
Perfect.
But I was asking because I know you started out, you know, night shifting with the last one, so that's why I was asking.
Yeah, no, I did the overnight shift actually for a year, and then this past year I was actually dayside, so which I was grateful for. So. It's way better.
Yes, it's overnight shifts.
What?
Yeah, don't I know.
The overnight shift sucks.
Oh, yes. Oh, God. The overnight shift is the worst. I would not recommend that.
I don't know
some people can do it. and some people like it. Like, my dad, he worked the overnight shift for 20-something years, and he didn't mind it. My dad was used to it, and he actually liked it, but it's not for everybody.
Nah, I can't. I do overnight, and I am not a fan of it.
Somebody tried to persuade me to take a manager position for overnight, and I couldn't do it, so...
Hey,
I could have done it.
It didn't happen anyway.
So that person wind up
happening anyway.
And they're stomping their foot on the edge of the building.
Hey, it's not that many. I only do two right now. It's been cut down to two. And, you know, some mixed shifts in there. So I'm not a fan of it, but it's what I got to do for right now.
Yeah, I do no overnights, two mornings, three afternoons, and I'm good.
Yeah, thank you for that, that great schedule.
Yeah, thank you.
Nobody cares. So, Veronica, I don't know if you heard, I don't know if you've been on my Facebook that much, but I had to do something that I never thought I would have to do. For Calvin, because I took a gamble and lost. So you might be upset with me for a while.
You laugh about it. Like, what is this gamble? What is,
made
what,
that what I should have made that bet with Veronica, too.
Nah, she would have. Should
have made that bet with Veronica, too. She wouldn't even took that bet.
I mean, it ain't gonna go with my vehicle anyway.
The bet was no, it's going on both your vehicles, brother. Yes, because you drive both of them. The bet was if the Cubs win the World Series, he has to buy a number one Cubs fan plate and put it in his car. And vice versa, if the Sox won, then I would have had to get a Sox number one fan plate and put it in my car. Me, I wasn't worried because I knew the Sox wasn't doing anything.
Well, but actually, it was if the Cubs lost, he would have to get the Sox plate.
Yeah, but I wasn't worried. I wasn't worried.
You weren't worried, you weren't worried when they were down 3-1?
No, because we believe in our team. We had 23 game winning streaks throughout the year. The faith was on our side. We had Annika Skywalker and the young Luke. Annika was the three times we lost, and the young Luke was our three times we won.
Okay.
Yeah, I just threw a Star Wars.
I think she definitely understood that one.
I don't understand why you brought Star Wars into this. You know I love Star Wars, but like, what does Star Wars have to do with the Cubs?
Cubs, you asked me, was I afraid when we was down? And I was just telling you, no, because we had Luke.
Who's Luke?
Luke Skywalker.
Who?
Kyle Schwarber.
What? Who?
Kyle Schwarber. I'm going to have to make a Cubs Sox bet with you next year.
Yeah, next year
I'm going to have to make a bet with you because we're going to repeat.
Okay. That's a little far-reaching. I don't know if you're going to – I mean, it took you guys over 100 years to win this
It took us 5 years.
Than you can reach,
it took us 5 years with Theo. It only took us 5 years with Theo, and we got Theo for another 5 years.
I think you Cubs fans should savor this moment because it's going to be another 100 years until it happens again.
It's not. We're going to repeat next year. Next year this time, we're going to do another interview. And I'm going to see how y'all feel about us winning our second in a row.
Okay.
Because we're going to win again. And matter of fact, next year we're going to win 115 games.
I am not going to hold my breath. But you keep petting.
You don't have to. I know
that's why I'm glad to have her on, because I knew she would have a comeback for this man.
Listen, I'm a White Sox fan. Listen, I'm a White Sox fan. My dad was a White Sox fan. That's why I'm a White Sox fan. I named my dog after Ozzie Guillen, for God's sake.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
I don't see why you'd be
and this
that
whole
one.
Listen, he's an
hey,
Ozzie
is great.
He's very Ozzie-like. He's got the same attitude. It just makes sense if you ever met Ozzie, my dog Ozzie.
Ozzie is great.
Anyways, so the whole thing with the Cubs and when they got into the playoffs and the World Series, like, great, fantastic. I wasn't rooting for them to lose, but I didn't feel the overwhelming joy and excitement when they won either, like Calvin probably did.
Vice versa.
Okay, so he was neutral.
There you go.
Vice versa in 2005. I didn't. I grew up in a household full of Sox fans, so I know everything that y'all can try to throw. But it's not what have you done for me in the past. It's what have you done for me lately. And lately, the Cubs have won. I couldn't wait to rub that in everyone's
face. Which is fantastic for Cubs fans, real Cubs fans, not bandwagon hoppers, people who just
there's a lot of them.
We got a lot of bandwagons, but you know, that's what happens when you win and you get bandwagon fans.
And they are the worst because they don't even know what's going on, and they don't. Some people don't even know how the game is played. They can't even name like five players on the team. Bandwagon hopper fans are the worst.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. But I'm still waiting on.
That's how I feel about a lot of Cubs fans.
Yeah, it's gonna be a minute.
You gonna help me
buy places that are marked up?
What did you lose?
Hello.
What you mean marked up?
They marked the prices went higher.
Okay.
For the plates. I probably should have.
See, that's why you should have probably.
I didn't get them
before we won.
Well, there was no guarantee you was going to win because that team that y'all was playing was damn near unstoppable.
Listen, I'm going to break it down for you. They said we couldn't do it up against Bumgarner. We did. They said we couldn't do it up against Kershaw. We did. Corey Kluber is nowhere near Kershaw and Bumgarner type of pitching. Kluber is actually he's not that damn good. He throw one strike, and then the rest of his pitches is outside of the zone. We just had rookie hitters, and they were showing that they was rookie hitters swinging at shit that was 5 feet away from them. Kluber is not that good. He won the Cy Young. Yeah, he won the Cy Young. So what? He didn't win the Cy Young against good pitching because the first year he won the Cy Young, all the top pitchers in the American League was basically injured. And then this year, the only reason why he won the Cy Young was because Jose Fernandez passed away. May his soul rest in peace. Other than that, he wouldn't even win this goddamn year. Corey Kluber is not good. As you can see, he scored four runs against his ass in the last game.
Is Veronica still on? Hello? Oh, okay. I just wanted to make sure she's kind of quiet.
I start spacing out when you guys start talking about the Cubs.
Always good for it, man. That's why I got into baseball. people like her.
I feel like I got you into baseball, Anna. Anytime somebody tells me or talks about baseball,
I say you got me into baseball.
Yeah,
you're just on the wrong.
That's what I say. Because I was not a fan of baseball before we went to that game.
Yeah, I remember. See? You're
I thought it was going to be very boring, and the Sox showed out, and even though, they did take a L that game, I wasn't too happy about that. But I got to learn, and I got to see that baseball is actually a fairly good sport once you get into it and once you understand it.
Right.
So,
yeah,
that was a great part.
Fun.
That's why I always go for the Sox a little more than the Cubs, but I'm really neither here or there, like, majorly. You know, there's been times when people done come up to me, like, you know, what type of is, it was almost like, what set you claim? Like, is you Cubs or you Sox? It's like, I'm Chicago. I don't really know how else to answer that. If Chicago's winning, Chicago's winning, but I'm more of a Sox fan.
It's either the Chicago Cubs or the Sox. You can't do both.
I feel like it's either or. You can't like both. You have to be, because I'm sure a lot of Steve Sox fans are also the worst. Because I'm sure when the Cubs started winning, a lot of them jumped ship, and they, they're Cubs fans now, whatever. They've always been Cubs fans, whatever. Liar. You were a Sox fan, but then because the Sox are sucking right now, you went and joined the other side. You're a traitor.
I don't know if you're talking about me or just in general.
I'm talking about people who do that. I was about to say, I still say
Sox over Cubs.
And that's why you're in the position you in of buying the Cubs' number one fan plate. Because you can't.
Yeah, no, because I went there for my Sox. That's what happened, because I'm willing to do that for my Sox.
Y'all
rooting
for the wrong team. That's the problem. Y'all need to come on over to the light side, because y'all on the dark side right now.
No, that's not happening.
Hey, Vader was the best. I don't care what you're saying.
Hey, I'm just saying.
I mean, if you...
$2 and sit in front row.
If them winning a World Series just now doesn't convert me to a Cubs fan, then nothing will. Like,
I mean, you're a Cubs fan. Just don't want to admit it right now. I understand. I can feel it in your heart that you're happy for the Cubs.
No. No. I'm not sad or disappointed, and I'm not, super excited or thrilled either. It's just, it's here or there for me.
Every time you put on something blue, you think about the Cubs. Is it subconsciously inside your brain?
You know what I'm wearing right now as I speak to you? I'm wearing my White Sox hoodie. It's what I'm wearing right now as I'm talking to you guys.
Yeah,
so,
but the Cubs blue is going through your veins.
No.
Still bleed blue.
you might have a white Sox hoodie on,
but you still bleed blue.
That's not
true. And you know you like flying that W.
No. I don't know what answer you want from me. The answer will always be no. I'm a White Sox fan. And that's not going to change.
What do we expect from them next year, Miss Veronica?
From the White Sox?
What do we expect from the White Sox? I know you don't expect nothing from much from them, but from the...
No, not much, but I mean, if I'm during the off season, if they make a good trade deal, what they got to do is get rid of Chris Sale. Chris Sale, our all-star pitcher, he's a great pitcher, but one, he's been a diva lately, which is fine. Like, I get it. Mm-hmm. You're tired of losing. But please do not cut up the jersey and whine like a little bitch. Like,
he was the starting pitcher. He get to pick the jerseys. It's y'all clubhouse
that's
group.
That's
y'all clubhouse
group. Let me finish. What they need to do is trade sale. If they trade sale, they can probably get a lot of good young prospects for him. That's what they need to do. That is what the White Sox need to do to be successful, maybe not next year, but in the future, is find new young prospects, you know, healthy people, not spend millions of dollars for these old, you know, these old people who are ready to retire and or who are always injured. That's the problem the Sox have. They shell out millions of dollars for, you know, what's his face? Justin Morneau in his prime was good, but Justin Morneau lately has had a lot of injuries. He's not worth the millions of dollars that the White Sox are paying him. So what the Sox need to do is get rid of Sale, get young, good players for the future to rebuild the team. That's what they
need
to
do. And I agree. I totally agree with Veronica right there. And
no, wow, you have heard history in the making. Those two may agree.
Hold on,
when it comes to the Sox and the Cubs.
Don't cut me off. I'm sorry, you had to
talk about that history in the making.
I'm not going for the Sox, because if you listen to the trade, we will give y'all Soler, Baez, and two first-round draft picks with Chris Sales. Send them on over to the north side. We not losing no time soon. Just do the man a favor and send him to the north side.
Cocky Cubs.
Y'all get y'all a good second.
Gotta love them.
And y'all got a nice outfielder. Can't ask for too much more. Both of them young. 21 and 23. Y'all have them for the year.
There you go.
They're still up on rookie contracts. Just give us Chris
Sale. So that's you? I mean, I feel like that's just the smart thing to do. Like, maybe the Sox are not going to be good next year or the year after that, but if you get young players, then eventually they're going to be able to build themselves back up to where they used to be, you know, 2005.
Yeah, like the Cubs did.
God willing. Exactly. That's what the Cubs did. They did do that. They started from the bottom. Like, they got some young people and they worked with them to develop them more and get them better and ready. And look, they won a World Series. And that's what the White Sox need to do.
As long as Jerry Reinsdorf is y'all owner, he will continue to do stupid shit, like continue to let Kenny Williams run the team, which is the
Kenny Williams doesn't do trades and stuff anymore. It's, what's his face? Han? Or... There's a new GM.
But as long as
he's the one who makes the trade deals, but you're right, Kenny Williams, like, he pissed me off a lot. Like, just some of the deals, he's part of the problem. Like, before they hired this new guy, he was making a lot of those deals I was talking about where, like, he signs people to, like, three-year multi-million-dollar contracts who suck. Like, not that they suck, but they used to be good, or, you know, but they're, like, injured now, or they're older, you know. Like, no, that's not how you win baseball games, by signing the old veteran. No, you need to get the new young rookie.
But you still need the vets there to help groom the rookies. That's the only reason why we went out and got John Lackey and David Ross. Like, we need it. That's the only reason why Ben Zobrist is on the Cubs, because he's a veteran and he got two championship rings on his finger already. Now he has three. You need those type of players. But you don't give that type of money to players that's like Justin. He been injured for the past 2 years. So, I mean, I don't even see why you looked at him, let alone gave him a contract.
Right. That's just silly to me. But you're right. I think there's a lot of, like, management issues that the White Sox are dealing with, and they need to, like, figure that shit out.
They kicked us out.
Mm-hmm.
And they could talk about this forever.
I think we don't need about six more episodes for that. But they just kicked us off the air.
Oh, they kicked us off the air?
Yep. I mean, we went 15 minutes over.
There's still time running, so I'm pretty sure they get something.
On my side,
so are we on air or not?
Well, on my side, we're not on air. It says your episode just ended. We're processing it now.